As we approach the end of the year, all sorts of organizations are coming out with all sorts of end-of-the-year lists. Time magazine announced its person of the year was President Obama yesterday. You've got TV and movie critics coming out with their best-of lists. Book reviewers doing the same. And every year at this time in December, IBM comes out with a prediction list, a prediction of five things to expect from technology 5 years from now. In the past, they have predicted things like remote healthcare access from anywhere in the world and cell phones that would read your mind and do real speech, real-time speech translation, and on and on and on. So for this year's list, I thought, well, let's talk to one of the people who puts together the five in five list for IBM, and it's the company's chief technology officer, Paul Bloom, who's on the phone with me now. Hi, Paul. How are you?
Good. How are you doing? Good morning.
I'm doing just fine. So from what I can sense, your five in five may actually say that computers are going to be developing their five senses in the next 5 years, right?
Exactly. You know, we see that there's a tremendous amount of data that is being created by everyone, everything, and computers in the future will have these five senses.
Now, when you say five senses, you don't mean that my computer is going to be able to smell, do you?
Oh, yes, it will. Be able to smell and touch and see and hear and taste.
Why does my computer need to smell?
Because there's so many wonderful things that could happen if you could smell things that can't be smelled. Now, for example, let's take your breath. If a computer can now sample your breath and take biomarkers and understand what's inside your breath, it can actually tell you, are you coming down with a cold? Are you coming down with a disease? Is a person sitting down next to you getting a cold? So maybe you'll know to kind of move away. So the whole idea of when something doesn't smell just right, now we'll be really able to understand what that really means.
So I can have a digital doctor that diagnoses me when I'm coming down with something.
Exactly. And this information could be helpful to the healthcare professionals as they will get information that gets transmitted through your cell phone that you may be coming down with something.
So could we actually also get to the point, I mean, I'm going to be silly here for a second, but I've got some leftovers in my refrigerator, and I can't remember when they're from, so I hold my cell phone up to them and use an app to tell me, is this good?
Exactly. That's an excellent example, because we see this phone being able to smell. So when you go shopping, you can take a look at a bunch of bananas, put your cell phone next to it, and says, hey, this bunch of bananas has a shelf life of 1 day, but the one right next to it has a shelf life of 5 days. So I'm going to buy the one that's going to last longer.
Will my cell phone be, or some digital device, be able to also taste?
Oh, yes. What's interesting is that if we can understand what its taste really means and understand the chemical properties of different items, you can now combine different types of foods together to create new food tastes. And in fact, you will be able in the future to have a taste profile. So when you go into a restaurant, you could pass on to that master chef your taste profile, and they can put together combinations of foods, some being very strange, that will optimize your taste buds. So everything will taste exactly the way you want it.
Now, in that way, will the computer itself be doing the tasting?
Well, the computer will help the chef kind of pull together the different ingredients so it tastes the way you want it. You know, eventually, we'll get to the point where the computer will taste something for you and tell you, hey, this tastes like such and such.
All right, now let's talk about the sense of touch. We obviously have seen more and more people using touch screens in the last few years since the iPhone and other smartphones have adapted that, and there's the new Windows 8 technology that has more touch screen technology, and I know IBM has been working on this sort of thing as well. Where will we be when it comes to touch? The sense of touch 5 years from now.
We have the saying, reach out and touch somebody.
Yes.
Well, in 5 years, you'll be able to really reach out and touch something. So, for example, if you're online and you want to buy a sweater for your wife, and you really want to see if it's really silky enough to her taste, so you can press a button, and you'll be able, through the vibrations on the phone, get the actual feel of the item that you're looking at on the Internet.
You know, I just read yesterday that sometimes when it comes to apparel sales, online sites don't do as well as brick-and-mortar stores for exactly that reason, because people want to be able to reach out and touch it. You're saying that that will be virtually possible in 5 years.
Exactly. In fact, we're building some prototypes in the laboratory right now around haptic technology that will be sensing the sense of touch.
Wow. Okay, so let's move our way through the senses. We've done smell, we've done taste, we've done touch. What about the sense of hearing?
Okay, hearing is really very interesting because there are many things that we don't hear. And there are many things that we hear that we don't understand, like a baby's babbling. So wouldn't it be great as your child is crying and babbling, you don't know if he really wants to be fed or changed or held or just wants to talk to you. Well, in the future, we'll be able to understand what that baby is actually saying because of this next generation of computing called cognitive systems. But there are other applications for that. So, for example, before an earthquake occurs, there are lots of movements, lots of pressures that occur in the earth. If we put sensors within the earth, we can do a much better job of forecasting when earthquakes will occur and the severity of those earthquakes just by listening to our environment.
So that's going to change seismology.
Exactly.
And it'll be an audio sensor more than what we've used in the past.
Correct. There'll be a combination of audio and pressure that will be brought together, and there's a tremendous amount of data that needs to be compiled and understood of what this actual data means.
All right, one sense we haven't talked about yet, and that is the one that we use now the most with computers, which is, of course, our eyes.
Exactly. There's a tremendous amount of video data that's being created. It's been estimated that 7 to 2 hours of video are uploaded to YouTube every minute. 500 billion photos are created every year. And really, to get an understanding of photos today, you rely on people tagging those photos or tagging those videos. Now, wouldn't it be great if a system could understand what it's seeing? Not just the pixels, but the context of the picture. What is that picture really telling you? And now if I can start bringing all this information together, there's a tremendous amount of new business intelligence that can be created because now a system can see. So let me give you a few quick examples. One is in the healthcare area. So think about having an MRI or an X-ray, which today a radiologist would look at and make a diagnosis based on that information. Well, there are things that a radiologist cannot see. A system will be able to see those things that a human being cannot see and help that radiologist do a better job. You may have heard of the system called Watson, which was the IBM system that beat Jeopardy about a year ago.
Yep.
Now we're talking about giving Watson eyes so we can actually look at things, understand it, and bring information together. So now not only a system would be able to take a look at an MRI and understand what it's looking at, but it now would have the ability to bring all the information from all the medical documents that exist in the world and help that physician make the best diagnosis possible based on all the information that exists in the world. Think about smarter cities, where cities are now being outfitted with cameras all over the place. Today, in most cases, those cities have people at the other end of the cameras trying to understand what that information is. If I have a system that is now able to collect that information, understand it, and pull it together in a way that will help us reduce crime, help us to improve crowd control, improve traffic control, again, our smarter cities will become much smarter.
These are the five predictions that IBM's technology group is making for 5 years from now. Before I let you go, I've got to ask you about one other thing, Paul, that I think we're on the cusp of right now, but is not coming quickly enough for me, and that is, how soon will I be able to go into a St. Louis bread company or some other retail outlet and not have to take a piece of plastic out of my wallet and swipe it through a machine, but instead simply have that information on a phone in my pocket? We've already heard that Google has the Google Wallet and other people are talking about near-field technology that they're developing, but we're not quite there yet. Is that something that could be as soon as a year away?
No, I think that's a much shorter period of time because there are lots of prototypes that are going on around the world, and people are using their cell phone as a wallet. So that's a technology that is a lot closer in than some of the things that we're talking about today.
Are there places where you could just walk up to a vending machine and hold your cell phone up and pay for it that way already?
Yes, there are places that you are doing it. There are a lot of companies that are trialing that type of technology.
Pretty cool. All right. So IBM's predictions for the next 5 years, computers that will have the five senses that we as humans have and help us with all of the things that Paul mentioned here today. Thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Paul Bloom is the Chief Technology Officer for IBM. I'm Paul Harris. This is the Big 550 KTRS.